Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with some community leaders, Laura White Brown, the mayor of Morehead, Harry Clark, judge executive of Rowan County, and John Maxey, the superintendent of Rowan County Schools. Thank you all for being here.
Thanks for having us, Leanne.
We are talking today about the coronavirus pandemic that's happening across the world, but we are preparing diligently in our community for what to expect. And the first thing that I want to discuss is there was someone in Rowan County that went to St. Clair, was transferred to a different facility, and that test has come back as a negative test. Do we know anything else about what to expect, and let's talk a little bit about some symptoms that people should be watching out for.
Leanne, I'll start out with that. You know, there's a lot of rumors that floats around, and you see a lot of things on Facebook. And to be quite honest, the protocol will be, because it's an infectious disease, that the center will contact the county judge executive. In this case, of course, it would be me. And that will be the sole source of information. So when we have a positive, it will be on Rowan County Fiscal Court's official Facebook page, and we will provide that information and that release to all the news agencies as well. Mm-hmm. So if you don't see it from a Facebook post official from Fiscal Court or hear it from a legitimate news agency, it's just rumor. And I can't stress that enough, because it catches like wildfire.
There have been some made-up posts that have been circulating that appear to be news stories, saying that person worked for Morehead State University, and that person that originally went, that tested negative, had actually tested positive. And we've confirmed that those news stories are not accurate, that someone had manipulated some photos and then shared those on social media, which is a pretty serious thing to do. It's not like you can get in trouble for doing things like this, because it's inciting panic. I don't know that law enforcement, I'm sure there will be a law enforcement response due to those things, although we don't know for sure exactly what's happening at this time.
And we will absolutely get the information as quick as we get valid, confirmed information. We will put it out as quick as we can. I have an email list, I think, of over 75 individuals, all the news agencies, the mayor, the school. I'm in constant contact with all the community leaders. It will get out as quick as possible, I promise.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about first responders here in the community. We have several different law enforcement agencies, and of course a very well-manned fire and EMS group. But let's talk, this obviously will affect the ambulance service first of all. Harry, do you want to talk a little bit about how they're preparing?
I will. I'll start out with saying that we opened the Emergency Operations Control Center. We did that on Wednesday the 11th. And it's full up and operating and manned 24 hours a day now by our emergency management staff. And I'd also, hand in hand with that, is, of course, our ambulance service. It is 100% staff. It is full up, full of supplies. I just had a briefing from our director, Danny Blevins. We are ready and committed to serve the citizens of Rowan County. And if you call for an ambulance, we're going to show up. Like I said, we're fully staffed. Our folks are trained, and they will absolutely respond. The only thing that I ask is if it's not a real emergency, please don't call 911. We ask you to call your healthcare provider. And I think it would be a great time for everybody to look at their insurance policies or make a phone call, because I think a lot of people have telehealth. Mm-hmm. Which is a huge benefit to everyone that we never thought about before. But I believe that it will help us sort through who really needs to go to the hospital and who doesn't. But we are ready to go for any situation we've got.
I did check my own insurance cards and realized that both for myself and for my children, we are able to do telehealth services, which was something that I'd never even thought about before. I always took my kids to the walk-in clinic, or I took myself to the walk-in clinic if it was something that I felt that needed to be addressed by a doctor. But that is a service that is provided by my insurance company, and most insurance companies now are providing that. There's also the state hotline number, which I don't have on hand right now, but it is provided by the governor's office. If you have any questions about the coronavirus, or you feel that perhaps you need to be tested for the coronavirus, that there is a number which can be reached, and you can make that phone call and get some more information, and even be pre-screened to see if the coronavirus testing is appropriate, because you have to meet certain qualifications before that is done. Now, here, there's been some, again, rumors. There's lots of rumors that have been floating around. And here in Rowan County, we, of course, have St. Clair Healthcare. And I had heard that they were not capable of testing for coronavirus, but that's not the case.
I'll say we've had a meeting, and I want to stress that we have been in constant contact with all the community leaders. Everyone is in this loop. We're all pulling on the same chain, same direction. And St. Clair yesterday let us know in no uncertain terms that they are ready for this. They do have protocol in place and procedures in place to handle this. And I think where the confusion is that there's certain places that actually conduct the test. You can swab it, do your mouth swab or whatever how they do this test. They can do it anywhere, but it has to go to a certain lab to be able to actually perform the test. So I think that's where some of the misinformation is.
Mm-hmm. Did you...
Actually, the number that people can call is the poison control number, and that number is 1-800-722-5725, and they are taking calls to give out information and advice if you feel that you have symptoms or questions about the virus.
Okay. Thank you for looking that up. I appreciate that. Now, let's talk a little bit about closures and some restrictions that are happening. Laura, you are helping to create a kind of a database to let people know about events and things that are happening in the community. Tell me a little bit about that.
We are working with the Moorhead Round County Chamber of Commerce, and this morning they sent out an email for us to their membership. It is a survey, so it went to different organizations, churches, businesses that if you have closures or delays or postponements of events, you can fill out a survey, put that information on there, and then we are going to be uploading that to social media, websites, sharing with the newspaper and radio also, so that people know what is changing with schedules in our area.
Mm-hmm. And there have been some closures for the city already.
There have been. We have decided to close the Laughlin Health Building. It's not open to the public until April 3rd, and we will review at that time if we need to make additional changes. If you had a room reserved for a private event, you still can have that event there. If you have any questions, you can call Parks and Recreation at 606-784-8686. And also, all of our youth leagues that take place in the evening have been canceled for until April 3rd also, which includes volleyball, indoor soccer, and secondary basketball.
Okay. Now, obviously, Rowan County Schools made the decision to close down for a little while, and starting today and Friday, which is when we're talking. And Superintendent John Maxey is here, and tell us a little bit about why you guys decided to make that decision.
Well, we had, I've been in constant contact with, of course, our local officials here and our healthcare provider, Dr. Milan, and our health department and Gateway District Health Department. So we've been monitoring this situation basically around the clock, as these two folks in the room here can attest. We've been on the phone quite a bit together. And so we certainly don't take this lightly. We've been monitoring for the safety and welfare of all the kids. We went ahead and closed today. Originally, we were planning to be open today, and there was a little misunderstanding, I think. We sent out a press release that we were going to be open on Friday, but then decided late in the day to close, and that was basically due to widespread flu activity, and we just had a really low attendance. People were really, I guess, kind of nervous about this virus that's going around, and so we just felt it in the best interest to go ahead and close today. And of course, the governor had suggested we close for 2 weeks, so we at this time we're planning to be closed through March the 27th, and then we'll reevaluate it at that time. We're getting a lot of calls about, you know, how will that play into spring break and those types of things, but we'll have to make that decision closer to March the 27th about mm-hmm. what we're going to do. You know, we will have a week there before spring break, so there's lots of decisions that, you know, have to be made kind of on the spot. This thing has been changing so rapidly, the information that we've been getting in. Sometimes you decide in the morning, by afternoon, everything's changed on you. But we're monitoring everything really closely. But as of right now, we'll be closed through the 27th.
What is the school district doing as far as cleaning at this point?
We've really updated our cleaning schedule. We were already doing that in response to this virus, and we had already called in some additional staff and changed how we were serving lunches and those types of things. But over the next 2 weeks, we will be doing a really thorough deep cleaning. We're going to bring in all of our bus drivers and monitors to help with that. We've got about 80 of those individuals, and they'll be dispersed out to all the schools to help just kind of really do a deep, thorough cleaning in those buildings.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, by keeping students and faculty away from the buildings for 2 full weeks, that's usually the recommended self-isolation period for coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Is that why you chose 2 weeks?
No, that was just a recommendation of by the governor to close for 2 weeks. And so we'll just analyze at that time. One of the things we will be doing is sending packets home for students to kind of keep up on their work and try and give them some materials to be referring to over this break. Some of the parents are anxious to know how will we get those out. Well, beginning on Monday from 12 o'clock until 5 o'clock, those will be available at the schools to be picked up. We'll also make them available all day on Tuesday until 5 o'clock. And for anyone that can't make it out to pick those up, we'll either deliver them or mail them out to make sure that they have them over this break. We're also going to make our teachers available to students if they've got any kind of questions or concerns about this information they've sent home, or if they just need tutoring in a particular area. So we are still going to be providing some services with our instructors as well.
And that's typical. There's a lot of different school systems in Kentucky that do that. The NTI days, I think,
right.
is what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other school systems, but that's not something that Rowan County was doing beforehand.
That is correct. We had previously not done that, but during this emergency, they are granting a waiver to all other districts to participate in that NTI program. So basically what that allows us to do is for our students to work on those packet of information and our teachers to be available, and we can still get credit for the school year while these days are being missed. So essentially, it won't really necessarily change the ending date of the school at this time.
Okay.
Another good point I want to make, Laura, along those lines is we're going to, and you might want to get this out through the city's website, we will provide meals beginning on Monday. And we're going to do that at the 4 elementary schools is where we're going to start it at. And it doesn't matter where the child attends school, if they're a high schooler or middle schooler, they can go to any of those elementary schools between 11 and 12:30, and they can pick up meals there. They won't be available to eat inside, but they can drive through, and we will provide meals for them just kind of like a pick up and go.
Mm-hmm. And so will the teachers be at the schools, or are they going to telework?
They will be doing both. They will be coming in on Monday and Tuesday to get together more of these packets and information to send home for kids. And then they'll be doing a combination of some will work in the school, some will work out in their homes and doing some telecommuting and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But it'll be kind of a hybrid system.
Okay. And do you plan on the meal provisions, you'll do that for the entire, like, spring break as well, or?
We are going to analyze that to see how many people are participating and if those locations are good. So it's going to be, we'll have to get out more information as we go, but this, is kind of such a unique situation. We thought we'd try it because elementaries are in each community pretty much. We'd try it at the elementary, see how many people's participating and make a decision. So more information may come out in the middle of next week. We may change certain locations or something, but on at least starting Monday, we're going to start them at all four elementaries.
Okay. And all this, again, this information is provided on the various social media for Round County Schools, of course, the Round County Fiscal Court, and the City of Moorhead. I get my up-to-date news when I'm checking on Facebook. Those are the ways that, and Twitter, those are the best ways to make sure you're watching those verified accounts. To make sure that you have the real McCoy, so to say, to make sure you're getting the exact information and not sharing information that may be misleading or just misinformation. Now, Laura, let's talk a little bit about the community. I know that some people have concerns about childcare. Do you know what's happening with the local childcare agencies or anything in people shutting down?
I know it just depends on which daycare facilities that you use. Right now, I think the majority of daycares are still open. I'm not sure what their long-term plans are. I think it depends on their class sizes. So you would just need to check with your provider and see what their plan is for this.
Mm-hmm. And again, the City of Moorhead will be sharing later today. I assume today,
yes,
that mm-hmm. you will be able to look at a list of closures of not only individual businesses and city buildings and community buildings across the region, but also any activities that have been closed down. I do know that we are getting a lot of emails and have shared information as it becomes available as well through our website and through our social media as well. Now, I guess you all are all thinking about what your organizations individually are doing, but also there's some things that you're hoping that the community will do as well. Let's talk a little bit about some things that you'd like to see residents do in this crisis.
There's no reason to panic for sure. We want you to be, conscious and of your surroundings, but we don't want you to panic. We want you to take this serious. And, if you'll follow the directions on the CDC website, that is an absolute excellent website. And, I never used it much before, but now all of a sudden it's become my very best friend. But we really would like for all of the citizens and everybody to really start looking at the CDC, to listen to the news briefs, wash your hands. I know it sounds silly, but washing your hands is probably one of the most effective ways to deter this virus. Mm-hmm. So wash your hands, and I think Laura's 2-year-old came up with a creative way to make sure you did it for 20 seconds.
Sing your ABCs, that should get you through it.
So that, if you can do that, you'll have your hands clean anyway. But really, just stay away from crowds. This stuff, if it doesn't have a host, it can't live for a very long period of time. So we're going to ask you to stay at home and visit with your kids. It's a great time to go out on a trail walk or take advantage of some of your local recreation that you can do outdoors. And our fiscal court, all the members of the fiscal court, all the staff in the courthouse, we're going to remain open, we hope. We see no reason not to. But we would ask you to, if you don't really need to come, make a phone call. Go back to the old-fashioned way. Call us up and see what we can do. Elwood Cottle's office, the county clerk's office, they are capable of renewing your license tags over the phone if you don't have electronic access through the web page. So there's a lot of things that we put in place. We'd ask you to just limit your traffic, but if you have business in the courthouse, please come on in. We'll be there.
Great. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Thanks for supporting WMKY Spring Fundraiser and Membership Drive. Your financial gift supports student work studies, local programming, and helps WMKY receive grant funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. There's still time to support our spring fundraiser and membership drive. Use the secure pledge or gift form on our website at wmky.org. Thanks for listening and supporting WMKY at 90.3 FM.
And we're back here on Open Mic here at Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with community leaders. We have John Maxey, the superintendent of Rowan County Schools. We have Judge Executive Harry Clark from here in Rowan County and Moorhead's Mayor, Laura White Brown. Thanks again for all of you for being on the show. Mr. Maxey, I wanted to talk a little bit about our community. There's a lot of things that are happening, and school has been canceled for the next couple of weeks. Of course, a lot of people are thinking it's baseball and softball season and track. There's a lot of after-school activities with the music program and the theater program. I know at the high school, what's happening with those organizations?
Well, you know, this is a very busy time for us. A lot of excitement around the spring sports season, and everybody was off to such a great start. But with this new development in this virus, we are canceling all activities. That's all sports programs, extracurricular activities, those types of things. In fact, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association today declared a statewide dead period for all sports. And so under that, no teams are allowed to practice. They're not allowed to weightlift. They can't do any kind of activities related to sports. They are allowed, unlike the traditional regular dead period, coaches can communicate some, but they can't hold any kind of activities together with them. We can't have any banquets or anything under this declared dead period. So all activities, practices, all those things will be off until April the 12th.
Okay. I didn't realize it had already been set for April 12th. Now, if in the event that school comes back into session before then, other activities will continue, or you kind of just have to wait?
We'll just have to evaluate those on a case-by-case basis. You know, we'll take those under consideration. Like, for instance, the theater program don't fall under the same rules as the KHSA guidelines. So we'll evaluate all of those programs individually as we go.
Okay. There are some things that you want to make sure that the community members are doing. I know that you've talked with local groceries and pharmacies. Tell me what you're hoping people will do with that.
We're currently working on a plan for our local grocery stores to work with us and put in place if people can't get to the store, looking at options of delivery for groceries. If we get to a point where we need to do that, we would encourage people to submit online orders if your grocery store allows for a pickup in that way. Limiting time in the stores with large crowds, I think, is the best advice we could give right now. And remember, you know, buy the essentials, buy what you need for now. And just like we've been saying, you know, this is changing almost hourly. So, you know, keep up to date with the information, store hours and things like that will really go a long way.
I was in Kroger earlier today and there was very little toilet paper. So I do know people are stocking up. And I think that's an indicator of a little bit of panic. You know, so far we haven't had a case of this virus in our community, and but people are still freaking out, and they're doing things as if they're going to be snowed in their house for a month or so. But that may not be the best way to respond to this.
And the leading health organizations continue to remind us that the key here is to be prepared, but not to panic. So just remember that when you're getting ready for situations like these, you know, preparedness and staying informed is really the best way to get through situations like this.
Mm-hmm. There are some events and things that have been, again, canceled in the next little bit. But are we thinking about, are there things that people can do? You mentioned, I know that the city park is actually closed.
We did close the playground, skate park, and basketball courts, and we know those are outdoors, but the reason for doing so is because when you have warm weather like we're having, you tend to have large crowds in those areas. So the thought behind that was to limit the number of people that are there. So we have locked those properties, but you can still go out and walk around the park. You can run if that's what you do. Walk through town, the downtown walking trail, the trails on Eagle Lake and Rodburn. There's a lot of outdoor recreation opportunities that can be done in small groups in our community.
Do we know if the spillway is open at all, the lake out there?
I don't know.
We haven't heard anything about right. that, so I would be curious to know if any of the trails out there or the playground areas are opened.
I think all the state parks have been closed, but I'm not real sure if what all that entails.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, as the information becomes available, that will be shared on the different websites that we've talked about. Again, I just wanted to reiterate that information is available on the City of Moorhead's Facebook page, the Rowan County Fiscal Court Facebook page, the Rowan County School District's Facebook. John Maxey's Twitter page is my favorite place to go because he does tweet often and get the information out there very quickly. If you as a resident feel concerned and think that you may be experiencing symptoms of the coronavirus before you go anywhere, call the poison control number, which is 800-722-5725. And give them a call. They can answer your questions before you go into public. It's important that our residents don't panic and go into if you do have this virus, you don't want to go somewhere like the emergency room and wait in an emergency room full of people and infect them all just while you're waiting. So make that call first. And again, check the back of your insurance card. A lot of insurance agencies are offering telehealth services, and that may be a way to get some information or to quickly screen or check if there is some other illness that needs to be taken care of. Also, the local pharmacies are being very accommodating when it comes to prescriptions. I know a few of my friends have been able to pick up 3 months of worth of prescription instead of just 1 month of prescription for certain medications in order to keep them from having to go into the community. And again, both our biggest grocers with Kroger and Walmart offer pickup service when you are making your online orders. You do have to go into Walmart to pick up your stuff, but at least that's faster than having to wander about the store. And both those sites offer on their website that you can get more information about that. Is there anything else that any of you would like to share with our residents, Harry?
I certainly would like to share with our business partners, if you will. Round County, we're going to relax our sick and leave and vacation time policies because now we hadn't anticipated school being out. So some parents both work. So one of them may need to stay home for daycare. So I just ask everybody to be patient and be a little more relaxed in your policies for your employees. Because, you know, it's a difficult time for them, and it's certainly a difficult time if you're trying to look for daycare. It's a difficult time to look for someone to take care of an elder person. So everybody needs to just, be a little more patient and we'll work through this. One thing about Round County, we differ in many ways, politics. We don't like the way who drives what kind of car. We even argue over who's got the prettiest child. But at the end of the day, we pull together as a community, and we really just work together as a community of helping hands. And that's certainly why I love this place, and I think that's why we all live here. Your safety and security is at the absolute top of the priority. We will withhold nothing from you, and as soon as we get accurate information, we will present it to you.
I think that's a really important point to reiterate to the try to keep from spreading misinformation. If you're talking about the local community, as we've discussed, there are websites and face social media pages on Facebook and Twitter that you can check that are verified accounts. If you're not already following those accounts, definitely go ahead and do so now, so you don't see the misinformation. There are people out there who enjoy spreading panic, and they are already hard at work. And it behooves you as a member of this community to take the time to make sure that you're getting your information from a credible source. And of course, these individuals who are here today want to make sure that you know where to get that information and how to share it. And we hope that you will take the time to do so. So Mayor of Moorhead, Laura White Brown, Judge Executive Harry Clark, and Superintendent John Maxey, thank you all for being on the show.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Wooks. Produced by Moorhead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.